Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
We were speaking a little earlier on about the impact of drugs on the restaurant industry, and the two drugs, according to one Dublin-based restaurateur being interviewed in the Sunday Independent, said, there are two pandemics, Ozempic and cocaine, and the effect that this is having on people's appetites is having a significant impact on the restaurant industry and on the kind of menus that restaurateurs can put together. With us is the owner and head chef of the magnificent 1826 Adair, which of course is in the Michelin Guide and is based in Adair in County Limerick, that being Wade Murphy. And Wade has worked his way through some of the top kitchens in the world before becoming a proprietor of 1826 Adair. Wade, are you seeing this Ozempic impact in your restaurant? Do people arrive with no appetite now?
No, no, I don't see it at all. But you do see people, I'll just have an appetizer, or I'll just have a starter, or, you know, but usually with us, the reason being is they could be in the hotel earlier on and had afternoon tea and stuff like that, and they'd made the booking quite a long time ago. But as I said in the article that's there today, like our menus and are designed around three people having three courses, you know. And when you're leaving full, you're not leaving. You know, when you have the three courses, I'm here as I say to people, I'm here to feed them, not fatten them. So it's enough. It's not here to make you over full, you know.
Well, this is part of the driving force, as with so much in modern in culinary and modern gastronomy. The driving force apparently is Heston Blumenthal, because he's quoted as saying that, of course, Heston Blumenthal had a significant psychotic episode recently and was, by his own admission, not his own description, I should say, saved by his wife, who got him emergency medical care. But he said, my bipolar medication has caused me to gain 35 kilos. And since I started taking the weight loss drug to control that, I no longer overindulge and lick the plate clean. I found myself going an entire day without needing or wanting to eat. And because of that, he's created a new tasting menu called the Mindful Experience. Are you even thinking that you might have to go down the same road and be basically serving petty fours at 30 quid a throw?
No, thanks. No, that's okay. Very different to the fat hook anyway. But no, like, you know, I can understand, you know, I did a bit of research into Ozempic myself before the article and stuff like that. And I know it was a Danish company, but it really took off in America in 2021, I think it was approved by the FDA for as a weight loss drug. But I can understand why it really took off and why it became so popular in America. Having lived and worked there and knowing the size of portions over there, I can understand why a drug weight loss pill or whatever, it became popular. But, you know, my view is things like this and tackling things like this start at grassroots, you know, overuse of over-processed foods. And, you know, in our restaurant, we use only seasonal, we use only fresh ingredients. If we don't make it, we don't serve it. So everything is, you know, at its best when it's in season, and it's not an over-processed product. So I think this kind of fad of creating a menu for people on Ozempic, I think it is just a bit of a fad. And because Heston is on that drug himself, obviously he's a bit more insight to it than I have. But no, I can't see it. That's something that's taken off. Look, I understand that huge sympathy for people who would need to take a drug for a weight loss drug for health reasons and stuff like that. Obviously that happens, but you know, if we're going to tackle obesity and stuff like that, me changing the size of my portions in the restaurants is not really the answer.
Kamir, can I ask you in relation to that thing of the seasonality, I wonder, do people anymore recognize the seasonality in produce that they buy? Because if you walk into the supermarket, you have fresh herbs, you have fresh strawberries, you have fresh blackberries, all of them flown in from all the way around the planet. But
I suspect from greenhouses, the other side of the world, you know, more air miles than you, man, Anton, and that's quite a bit. You know, but, but no, it is. It is like, I'll give you a very simple example, and I remember saying it a few years ago. As you know yourself, I'm a Wexford man, a very proud Wexford man. Do not give me strawberries in December.
But presumably people don't realise that. I mean, if you asked anybody and said, look, what are the seasons for? New potatoes, strawberries, for your herbs, for most of the fruit. And of course, none of the fruit really is available, or very little of it is available homegrown if you're talking tropical fruits or citrus fruits. So people just assume everything is universal.
We don't have the climate to be growing oranges and whatever and papayas and mangoes and stuff like that. But no, and it was years, you know, unfortunately, this is something we've lost touch with the seasons and the seasonality of produce and stuff like that. And it is when produce is at its best, is when it's in season. You know, the flavour of parsnips now compared to the pears, flavour of parsnips in June or July, parsnips need that little bit of frost to create the natural sugars to make them so sweet. I'm no scientist, but I do know that.
Well, now, hang on a minute, Wade. I'm not qualified to argue in any way, shape or form with you, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Parsnips, really? It's hard to get excited about a parsnip.
Ah, come on. You can't. There's nothing wrong with a good honey roast parsnip with a good dollop of a whole grain mustard thrown on top of it with your Christmas dinner. You tell me you don't have parsnips with your Christmas dinner.
Well, maybe, but only because you sort of feel compelled to. You know, it's not, nobody has ever walked into a room and said, let me at the parsnips, lads.
Or a lovely parsnip puree with a bit of vanilla, serve that with a bit of venison and stuff like that. So there you go, look.
All right, give us your recipe then for the parsnip puree with the vanilla. How do you do it?
Just very, very simple. Peel your parsnips. For your parsnips, because the centre of your parsnips can get quite woody and stuff like that. So peel them, slice them up into a pot, a little bit of half milk, half cream. If you don't have fresh vanilla, if you have fresh vanilla, take one vanilla pod, take it, de-seed it, throw the vanilla pod in with the milk and the parsnips, season your parsnips, or as a couple of drops of extract, boil it and make it like you would do your mashed potato at home. Boil it till the parsnips are tender. Strain off your milk, push it through a sieve or put it into a blender if you have it. And then once it's all blended, if it's a little bit too thick, keep your milk and your cream back that you had strained it from and twist that into it until you get the right consistency. Season a little bit of lemon juice and a tablespoonful of Dijon mustard and Bob's your uncle.
You see, now when you walk me through that approach to parsnips, Wade, I think you're convincing me. You're turning my head towards the hidden potential of the parsnip. Come here, one other thing while I have you, because I'm going to exploit you while you're here. You were talking about the woodiness of the inside of a parsnip and having to core it. Where do you stand on taking the core out of garlic? Because I've read repeatedly that you're meant to do it. Frankly, I think my life is too short and I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I'm the same now. I'm the same. Life is too short there now to be standing taking the little. But I have heard, and now, as I said earlier on, I'm no scientist, but I have heard before that people who have an intolerance to garlic, people who don't like flavour or it creates wind or it creates whatever, just like Jerusalem artichokes are supposed to create wind. But people who, it's actually that little germ that's in the centre of the garlic that causes that reaction. That's what I have heard now. So if people do have a little bit of a dislike or an intolerance for garlic, and that happens, maybe they should try that experiment for me and tell me if I'm right or wrong.
53106 or 087-1400-106. We'll pass the information on to Wade. This is like, there's a lot of old wives' tales around garlic, Wade. There's this whole notion that if you use a garlic crusher, that the end result is not as good as if you crush it with a knife. Frankly, arse.
Yeah, I always do with a knife or whatever like that.
That's because you're a posh chef, Wade. The rest of us, again, life is too short. We have the yolk in the press. Just squeeze it through. It's quick and easy.
Yeah, look, if that's what suits you and you still end up with the same result, then what's wrong with that?
Thanks. Tech saying American restaurants going back to serving smaller portions because people are ordering one plate to share. And they're charging now an extra nominal charge for this. Irish portions are now American size, way too big. I'm a tour guide, so I spend a lot of time eating in hotels and cafes. One scone now is a lunch in and of itself. Are you finding that there's a pressure on portion sizes for us to follow the Yanks?
Maybe just a little bit. Maybe there is that expectation with the huge amount of American tourists and that we have in Ireland. But I don't change my portion size. And as I said, I've been very lucky to have worked in America and experienced America. And as I said in the article to the journalist, the reason you see people asking, oh, could you box that up for me when they've started a salad or stuff like that? First time I ever saw that in my life was in America, because the portion sizes are so big. But I don't think we're quite there. But some of our portions can be big. But look, we've always been, you know, sometimes people are looking for a feed rather than a culinary experience as well, you know.
They're not necessarily mutually exclusive, though, surely, Wade?
No. But I don't think we've quite got along the lines of the size of portions in America, to be honest with you. But
where do you stand on that doggy bag thing? If somebody comes into a very fancy Michelin guide restaurant like your own and says, listen, I'm not going to eat all that now, will you stick it in a box for me? Are they flung out the nearest door, or do you do it?
No, we do it, but to be honest with you, we would always hit them with the disclaimer that, you know, if you're reheating that or if you're just going to eat it cold, that's fine. But if you're reheating that, you have to heat it above 76 degrees. And if you don't eat it today, then don't eat it after that.
Well, this is a fine point, yeah. You don't want somebody taking it home and leaving it warm in the car for a day and a half.
Yeah, and then going and microwaving it and then blaming you.
Well, you'd be glad to know that you are not alone on the love of parsnips. Just a text to say, Anton, there's rows in this house. 8 adults for the amount of parsnips on our plates. You're missing a trick there. Well, now you've got Wade Murphy's recipe for how to do parsnip puree. Try that and see. And because you can do an almost unlimited quantity of parsnips in it, just what would you serve it in? A tureen? Something along those lines? Middle of the plate? Do it family style, Wade?
I'll just do a family style into a bowl. Yeah, into a bowl. That's it.
Wade, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on, because I know you're probably up late. Brilliant. Thanks again. That's Wade Murphy, who is the head chef of 1826 Adair, which of course is a Michelin Guide restaurant in Adair in County Limerick.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.